This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey, my cowhouse. Smash, trash, or remodel time presented by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. Are we going to go with yours or the one that I had thrown out there?
You decide. I got this one loaded, but I can easily go to the other one.
You want to hear some Brooks and Dunn?
Sure. Sounds like you do.
Well,
yeah, you do.
What was Carly Rae Jepsen's one that she...
Call Me Maybe, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, or was that Corn
no,
Bailey?
No, that's, okay. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, let's listen to some Brooks and Dunn this morning. It's Way to Go by Zach John King. This guy is getting pushed by the country music industry big time right now. I know nothing of this guy. He's brand new to the scene. His first songs that he had come out were like 2024. So he's just coming. But he's starting to get pretty significant play. And he's got an album, I'm What You Get, coming out on August 28th. Zach John King.
Looks like he has the same fashion designer as Hardy.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Sure does. Smaller belly, bigger arms.
Okay.
better looking, like if we're just calling it what it is. Zach John King, I'm sorry if you don't, if you're like me and you never trust a guy with two first names. I don't know what you do with a guy with three first names. King's not a first name, you idiot, Tanner. Zach John King, smash, trash, or remodel. Let's move on. Zach John
Tell
King.
King George it's not his first name.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Way to Go. He's got Brooks and Dunn. And this normally, Brian, when you see an artist who has had zero success so far, like just coming onto the scene, for him to land a duet with Brooks and Dunn, how does something like that happen? Because I would imagine
relatives.
Really?
No, I'm just it's happened that way a lot, that it's, you know, somebody who is the son of somebody that somebody worked with, whether it was a songwriter, whether it was that, or they just meet somebody that they really think has talent and want to work with.
And I didn't know if it was some sort of a tie-in with the labels.
And
or,
that could be, too.
It was written by Jimmy Robbins, Rodney Clausen, Sasha Alex Sloan, and Zach John King. So he's getting some writing credit on this as well. Way to Go, Zach John King, featuring Brooks and Dunn on this Smash, Trash, or Remodel. Let's take a listen in.
A lot of problems back where she came from. That's out the summer kind of smile is like a loaded gun. She knows what she's doing, and I'm all about it. Wasn't looking for trouble, but I think I found it. She about to burn.
Zach John King featuring Brooks and Dunn. Text us Smash, Trash, or Remodel 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. I am I'm bamboozled. I want to trash that song because they Morgan Wallified
massively.
Brooks and Dunn. Yes. Hearing Ronnie Dunn try and sound like Morgan Wallen made my skin crawl. I like Ronnie's got one of the when he went on his own and did Bleed Red, one of the most powerful vocalists in country music ever. And they just made him Morgan Wallen. And I hate that song and that production for that.
It is the formula.
Yeah.
Right now. There's as far as being original, any of that wasn't there. And as it started, I wanted to highly dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time it got to the second chorus,
and
when Ronnie Dunn was in on it and the production kicked up just a little bit and the tempo, everything, it started to grab me in going, this is going to be something that is somewhat forgettable, but I'm going to catch myself humming and dancing too. I think it's very infectious, and I think the groove of it, the feel of it brings you in. Originality, like a 0.4,
yeah,
you know, on it right now. But it was nice. I thought it was very easy to listen to. It felt good, but it's not something I'm going to go, I need to pick up a copy of that.
Did that make you want to listen to Zach John King at all?
No.
Right. And that's where, you know, it can be good and bad having those big name artists on there, because the best part of that song was Ronnie Dunn. And it still wasn't great in my book. I'm so mad that Ronnie Dunn sounded like Morgan Wallen on this. I'm very upset about that. You know how I feel about that modern pop. Like, mm-hmm. I don't mind some of Morgan Wallen stuff because he's the originator of it. How he changes and that enough twang in there for me that it works. But all the other wannabes, I can't stand. And they just made one of the best country duos, maybe probably the best. Guy sounded like the president there.
No, they're
not a country duos.
No, but aside from Simon and Garfunkel, they're the best-selling duo in the history of recorded music.
Right, and it makes me sad that that they did the Morgan Wallenification. It makes my body sad and mad at the same time, Brian.
So where are you going with that?
I'd like to go trash. I would trash it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to trash that song. I have no interest in ever listening to that again.
I still think there's something in there.
Mm.
I would bring out the Brooks and Dunn more. You know what I'd do?
What would you do?
I'd remodel it.
You'd remodel it? Really? Okay. All right. All right. I'll go. I'm still going to trash it.
Sawdust everywhere. Remodeling. Oh, I got my eye. Oh, honey. Where's the ladder?
Yes, remodel.
That's remodel.
That's remodel. Let's get to the
jam. I really just wanted to play
it. I knew you did. And I was going to say, you can still trash it and we can show everybody the new remodel sound if you'd
okay,
like.
Okay,
yes.
Trash alert. Trash alert. Trash alert. This song is trash.
What are people saying?
Let's go here. Texter here. Last 40748. Meh for me. Remodel. You should consider another up and coming artist for Smash or Trash. Wyatt Flores.
I've heard of Wyatt Flores.
I've heard a little bit too.
Yeah,
but yeah. We can take that into consideration for sure. Texter here. Last 43296. Bailey saying remodel. Faye says it was easy listening. Love Brooks and Dunn. Didn't hate it. Remodel for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sport. Well, I did enjoy the slide guitar. Otherwise, noise does not equal production. Trash. HVAC guy, not a very intriguing voice. Kind of boring song. The instrumentation was kind of tight. Overproduced. Nope. Trash. And texter here, last 45004, smash 100%. So a little bit all over the place, but I think
I feel comfortable in the remodel stage.
I still feel comfortable trashing that because I will never take another listen to that song ever again. That is not one that has piqued my curiosity about Zach John King. I'm mad at Brooks and Dunn for agreeing to do that. I'm mad at the record label who said, hey, you should do this. Stop trying to take country icons and make them Morgan Wallen. That pisses me off. There you go. Smash, Trash, or Remodel presented by Steamway Florida Ceiling. Two great services, one great company. Online, SteamwayFloridaCeiling.com. 8:19 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. time. Deb texting in. Weird question for you all. I always love when a text starts like that.
I do as well.
And if you don't know, please ignore it. We do know. But do you know that the Broncos game will be televised, or is it just streaming? Are you guys playing it? We will not be playing it. We don't play any of the preseason games. But it will be live on 9 News, KUSA,
yes,
at 5 o'clock tonight. So it will be on TV at 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, Channel 9 and maybe Channel 20 as well. I think they're both going to carry it.
Yes.
So. Yeah, so you have a couple options to grab it. You won't have to miss any of it. Broncos 5 o'clock tonight, mm-hmm, against the Atlanta Falcons. Get this preseason kicked off.
Let's get this preseason over with.
Well, yeah. I mean, it can't get over with unless we started. But we get done with tonight. There's just two preseason games, and then we're there.
I think I'd be more inclined to watch it if it was on, like, mid-afternoon tomorrow or Sunday than I am on a Friday night.
The Vikings are tomorrow at 11.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
that works.
Yeah. Also tonight, 5 o'clock, what will be on our airwaves will be Coach Bruce Dick with our ProDesign Countertops High School football training camp coverage. He'll be over at Greeley West. And what I love about these training camps is it's not like, oh, these were the best teams last year, let's go. Like, Greeley West struggled last year. Third-year head coach Jacob Vargas trying to figure out, okay, where do we go? And they've got a couple of sophomores that were really good last year. So trying to rebuild that program that hasn't had great success since Jason Renoff left. So we're going to learn more about the Greeley West Spartans thanks to Weld Community Credit Union tonight at 5 o'clock. So make sure you don't miss that.
Yeah, a big thanks to all the sponsors who get involved in our preps coverage and these training camp coverage. There's a lot of hometown pride that comes from a lot of these businesses. And
yeah,
yeah, it's just really cool. And Bruce does just a fantastic job with them.
Yeah, really, really does. And it's been going well because I haven't received one single call from him this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, there's still
there's
time.
Still another week.
Yeah.
There's still another week to go. Yeah, we'll go Monday through Thursday next week with high school football training camp coverage, again, presented by ProDesign Countertops. And then on Friday of next week, Jerry Schimmel, Bruce Dick, Kyle Johnson will be,
wow,
having the Platte Valley versus Valley football game for us on our airways, our first A1 Organics game of the week.
What a lineup of talent we have to bring you preps.
Truly.
I mean, that's an incredible trio.
You've got Jerry Schimmel, in my opinion, a little bit biased, the best play-by-play guy in the state of Colorado.
Without
period.
A doubt.
You've got Bruce Dick, who doesn't know anything. Or, Freudian slip. Who knows everything about high school athletics in Colorado. He's a legend on the basketball court, obviously. Third most winningest head basketball coach in Colorado history. And then we've got Kyle. And so it is a dynamic trio.
Very well-versed.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So football night in Northern Colorado gets to start next Friday at 5 o'clock as well, but a lot of fun there. Let's get another break. What was the best part of your week? It's Feel Good Friday. Share those with us, 888-530-0043. We'll get to some of your responses next. Time. It's Feel Good Friday. What was the best part of your week? Man, I went to, I had a meeting at Big City Roadhouse yesterday.
Oh, what'd you have?
I had the patty melt.
Oh, you said you were going to, yeah.
Called my shot there, went with it. It was in my head. But the special yesterday, I walk in and Don goes, do not order the special. I'll bring one out for the table. I'm like, okay. And nothing makes you feel like more of a big deal than that.
Oh, no kidding. That's so awesome.
And the people I was meeting with, the fine folks with Bright Futures, and they're like, boy, we need to hang out with Tanner more. Mm. I was like, yeah, this doesn't happen everywhere. Hardly happens anywhere. But they brought that out, and it was an upside-down steak sandwich, and it was absolutely tremendous. Mm. It had brown gravy on top of it. It had onions. I picked the mushrooms to the side. There was mushrooms on there. I picked those to the side. But nobody cooks a steak better than Don does.
Nobody does. I've had a couple of steaks out there, and they're just – every bite is just melt in your mouth and so full of flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing in the
James
kitchen.
James Beard nominated chef. And if you talk to anybody who's in the culinary industry,
that's
they
a
go,
big deal.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. It's a huge deal. And they're right here in Northern Colorado. Big City Roadhouse. Make your plans to join this weekend. They've got their breakfast burritos, obviously going 10 a.m. to noon.
Right.
But they've got brunch now served on Saturdays and Sundays. Go in, get a Bloody Mary. Go in, have some pizza, whatever it is for you. But they've got a breakfast burger. They've got chicken and waffles, Roadhouse Rancheros, and French toast ready for
you. I think it starts around, isn't it 10 o'clock?
Yep, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. That's a great time.
Yeah, it is. It's 100% is. So Big City Roadhouse, check them out. That was one of the best parts of my week. Faith saying, best part of my week was FaceTiming with my one-year-old grandson.
Aww.
And he finally said his name for me, which is Gia. Grandma is awesome. So that is Faith's name.
That's wonderful.
Because I refuse to be called Grandma. That's a new trend, I think, in society. Nobody wants to be called a Grandma.
Okay, I don't mind.
I don't. You idiot. You absolute idiot. Then my son got on the phone and I was chopped meat in comparison. He loves his Milo, but best he can say is his name. That was a joy, though. That's incredible. That's incredible. Julie says rain, finally, was the best part.
Yeah.
Deanna says lunch with my daughter-in-law and grandsons yesterday. Good. Share those best parts of your week. Coming up, Hope House Northern Colorado going to join us. Cody and Shannon going to join us. Excited about this conversation, as always, as their gala is right around the corner. 8:35 the time now. Let's get to the KFK News and Sports Center.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
I think at this point, Brian, we just need to record the instructional video of me saying, okay, here's what we're going to do, and this is how it's all going to go, and just have our guests watch it out there in the lounge. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea, because I didn't get to it, but if your headphones are too loud or too quiet, let Brian know, and he'll get them corrected.
Just let me know, and we'll take care of that right here.
Yeah, why are you whispering like
that? Because we're on Saturday Night Live, The Delicious Dish.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's is that what it was? Is that there was something going on before I walked in here?
Good times. Good times.
Shannon's turning red here this morning.
I brought in some delicious desserts I'd like everyone to try.
That's right.
Yeah,
Oh, well, we welcome in Cody Rostin, Executive Director of Hope House of Northern Colorado. Cody, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
You're doing great. You've got the giggles already here this morning.
It was hilarious.
And you've got a special guest joining us. I'll let you introduce her this morning.
This is Shannon Webb, and we are so excited to have her. She is one of our big supporters of Hope House Northern Colorado in many different ways. Her and her family are amazing.
Well, Shannon, thank you so much for being here this morning. I can promise you that this interview will go nothing like you have in your mind. Our poll question on every Friday, it's Feel Good Friday. What was the best part of your week? And Cody couldn't come up with an answer last time. So do you have something? What was the best part of your week this week?
Well, I've learned how to play Mahjong in the last few months. And honestly, playing Mahjong on Monday nights with my ladies is the best part of my week right now. So it's a lot of fun and gets me out of the house.
Okay. I love that. Yeah. I love it. It can be as simple as that. You got something to look forward to. Cody, do you have an answer this week?
I do. It is work-related, but we did a splash day with the moms and their kids on Wednesday. And honestly, I mean, you go to work and you're expected to go out and have fun with kids and splash in the water. Like, that's the best job ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
I mean, we talk about it so often. You've been able to share so many of those stories of teen moms being able to almost, you know, forget for a minute and just live for a minute. How powerful was it for you and the rest of your staff to see these moms and their kids just get to play?
I love that. And also just the moms, like, getting to see each other in, like, a very comfortable, easygoing environment, and the kids interacting. And so just that interaction that they get to naturally have in an environment they go to frequently. And, yeah, it was really fun to just see, you know, this is why we're here.
That's incredible. Yeah. I love that so much. Well, Shannon, let's talk. Obviously, here in Northern Colorado, we've got a ton of incredible nonprofits. Why is Hope House of Northern Colorado so near and dear to your heart?
Well, as a mom, I know that it can be incredibly difficult, especially when you're on your own and have maybe not as much support as you would like. There's so many things to try to navigate. Having kids is life-changing. So knowing that Hope House is there to support these moms and kids and help them not just in this generation but moving forward for the kids also, it's just so impactful, and that was the main reason that we decided we needed to support them.
Well, I think it's something, and Cody and I have had this conversation, but kind of reminding people who are donors, who are involved, this is the actual impact that you're making. How did you learn about the impact that Hope House makes?
I was invited by a neighbor to attend a brunch that Hope House was sponsoring, and I learned all about them, and it was one of the best events I've ever been to because they had a mom come and speak and share about how Hope House has really impacted her life. There wasn't a dry eye in the room after she spoke, of course, and we all felt like, okay, how can we do more? We want to help moms like this.
And that's when you started going with this. And I love that. And we've had the chance to interview a teen mom here on our airwaves. And that can't be easy for them to come in here and share their story. Especially part of it is breaking the stigma of being a teen mom as well. Like, you're still part of our community. You are a very valuable member of our community. But when you hear those moms who now have the courage not only to face the reality of being a kid and having a kid, but then to be able to talk about it and get up there in front of everybody, I don't know how anybody isn't motivated to contribute in any way on that.
Exactly. They're so brave. Honestly, that's the only word I can come up with. Just so brave to be able to speak about what they're going through, what they've been through, and to be able to share in that way. It's just amazing.
It's shocking enough to take on parenthood, but when you realize all the things that go along with it, which you weren't counting on, the financial aspect of caring and the stress that puts on you as a provider, and you're just trying to survive as well. I mean, it's a world I equate it all the time to doing the dog paddle and not being able to swim. I mean, it's, yes, you haven't drowned, but you're fighting every day to stay up there. And you bring up, I think, which is a great point, there's so many young women who are having to financially do this on their own. Mm-hmm. That the other half is not, it's either I can't get money out of them, or it wouldn't be worth the fight to try to get it. And you're left with, do I fight that fight, or do I do everything with all my energy to provide and become something for my family? And there is no parent who can be the best parent they can be if they're not the best version of themselves they can be first. And I think that's one of the things that you guys do there as a focus that is so important, is building somebody back up.
Yeah, and Cody, I know that is important to you, is showing those teen moms their self-worth again.
Yes. I mean, that's why, you know, counseling is talked about. You know, let's take care of yourself mental health-wise, and doing, you know, nutrition, women's health classes, you know, things that show them what is, you know, typical, and that it's okay and it's normal to talk about. And let's make sure that you are, you know, you are important, and show them how important they truly are, and that they're doing the most amazing job there is being a mom, and that's special. You know, just seeing that light in their eyes when I compliment or say you're doing a great job, like, wow, I can't believe that your daughter loves fruit, you know,
we're
talking about, and she's just eating strawberries, and her mom was just took so much pride that she was doing good for her baby. And they probably maybe don't get a lot of compliments like that, or realize that they really are doing a lot when a lot is stacked against them being so young.
Well, and Shannon, you mentioned it, like becoming parents. It's hard. And from the dad side, I have it way easier than my wife does, right? We've got two under two right now. We got a 19-month-old and a 3-month-old. I was I took care of them. She was going to get her nails done. I had to call on my mother. I'm like, I need help here. Like it's and I'm a grown ass man. And
this
I
one
do
broke.
It. Yeah,
yeah. This one's
one
broke.
Is screaming at me, and I don't know what to do. And now I'm blessed because I've got an incredible wife that is able to stay at home with our kids, and I've got that surround. But that's not there. And knowing that you can help support an organization that provides that community for individuals that need the community the most. What does that feel like as a donor, as a sponsor of Hope House? How does that make you feel?
I would say it just makes me feel like I'm able to give back in ways that are going to impact the women and the children in bigger ways than I could have ever imagined. Being there and seeing them in a volunteer aspect has been, I think, giving back to me, actually, so much more. Just to be able to see these experiences, like Cody was mentioning, where, you know, the moms and kids are interacting and kind of just seeing the relationships and how good of the moms are with the kids because of Hope House and their influence. It's, I don't know, it just makes you feel so good that you're able to, like, be a part of it.
Yeah.
In a small way.
Well, and so often we say when we talk about what these teen moms are going through, I start all the time with, I can't imagine. Right? I can't imagine. And that's okay. You don't have to imagine. You just have to support. And then you can see it. You can see the good that Hope House is doing. What would your message be to somebody who's interested on the fence about making a donation or getting involved with Hope House of Northern Colorado? What would you say to them?
I mean, I would say go ahead and, you know, start wherever you're at, whatever you have. Any kind of contribution would make a difference at this point, and that could be in person, volunteering, or coming to the gala coming up, or making a financial contribution if time isn't something that you have to give. So there's so many ways that you can be a part of this and really impact the community through Hope House, and it doesn't have to be, you know, something huge. And every small donation does matter.
Yeah, it's the three T's that we often talk about, right? Time, talent, and treasure. And everybody's got something that they can give. And I have family members that are big supporters of Hope House of Northern Colorado. I love the work that you guys do. Cody, what are some ways that our listeners can get involved with you guys right now? Shannon mentioned the gala that's coming up on September 26th. Yeah. But what are some ways that people can get involved?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Shannon is one of our donors that donated a car. And you, I mean, I'm sure you understand how transportation mm-hmm. is such a barrier for so many people to get to school if they're going to college or getting to the grocery store to buy food for their children. Like, it's a huge, you know, privilege to be able to have a car. I mean, and so that is one of the ways, obviously, to find a car or donate a car. That's not for everybody. We have volunteers that watch our kiddos for about an hour and a half while all of our moms go to classes, parenting classes and healthy relationship classes. So volunteering your time, you know, there's potential opportunities at the office to help support or at our events, you know, helping as a volunteer. Bedrock Builders is our monthly donation given program. And honestly, those people are amazing supports for us and keeps us going. It's very something we can count on and make sure that we're supported every month. We know what's coming and we can be there for our moms. So, I mean, those are very dedicated and faithful people who are giving. So just financially, of course, we have sponsorships for our event still coming up, and just buying a ticket and coming. We have, you know, options for live auction donations or silent auction donations to just help make our event successful. We will have a mom speaker and also a video shown before that we're working on. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to come.
I think summarizing what you just said is that there is something for anyone. Anybody can give back and help teen moms and show them, hey, we are grateful for you. We see the work that you're doing, and we want you to know that the community is behind you. No matter if that's a Bedrock Builder, whether that is a headline spot, whatever it is, there's a spot for you with Hope House Northern Colorado. HopeHouseNorthernCO.org. That's HopeHouseNorthernCO.org. You did great today, Shannon. Thank you so much for being here. It's great to meet you.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Good times.
Good times.
So I got to be honest. I don't know what it is.
You need to watch it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll get there. All right. I'm glad that he played a little game with us here, that he knew what was going on. Great to meet you. You're welcome back anytime. And thank you so much for your support to such a wonderful organization.
Of course.
Cody, as always, good to see you. And I'm glad you had something for a poll question. Yeah. Like, this is the easiest poll question we ask every week.
It should be. Maybe there's just so many things I can't pick from.
I love that. HopeHouseNorthernCO.org. 8:54 the time. Now let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando. Big thank you to Cody and Shannon, Hope House, Northern Colorado. HopeHouseNorthernCO.org. Become a Bedrock Builder donor today. What was the best part of your week? Quickly, this is a fun one from Oklahoma. 50th wedding anniversary last weekend. Lots of family in town. Great week. I'm exhausted.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Incredible. Incredible. Wine at 9 coming up on the other side without our cow, our chief of wine.
Yes.
It's coming your way next. It's Good Morning Elko, presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling, and we will be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.